Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to the regular season finale against Pittsburgh.
I'm cool with it. Me and Coach talked about it. I felt like it was best suitable to, like, you know, sit me and stuff like that for this run.
Knowing you know, you could keep Pittsburgh out of the playoffs, the rival, all that, just make it harder?
I believe Snoop can get the job done, you know, and we got guys who are going to go out there and play ball out, you know. I got all the faith in my team.
Lamar, what's key for you these next couple weeks? I mean, 2019, you had a similar stretch between your last game and the regular season to the playoff game. You know, how do you approach these next couple weeks individually as far as getting ready for the divisional round?
Just keep my body, you know, moving around. Just keep being locked in like we've been all season. Just treat it as a bye week, you know. That's all.
Well, how is this stretch of games, Miami, San Francisco? You've played basically all playoff teams since the bye. How has that stretch helped prepare you for the postseason?
Just get ready for a physical game, you know. Knowing how physical the playoffs are, and how every play counts, every drive counts. It pretty much just helped me out to just get me prepared for it.
How much fun has the evolution of this offense been for you watching? I mean, it looks like the last couple weeks, you guys are at your peak, maybe go higher, but you're playing at such a high level. I just feel like it's kind of a ramp up all the way through.
I just believe we've been, you know, just gelling together and getting better each and every day, starting in practice. I feel like towards the end of the season, our practice has been a lot crisp, a lot sharper, and it's showing on Sundays.
You haven't played in a playoff game since 2020 now. Does it feel like a long time?
It do, now that you say it. Yeah, it does, you know, but I'm ready, you know, I'm locked in and I'm prepared.
Do you plan to handle these next 2 weeks any differently than you did in 2019, and if so, how so?
Just, you know, 2019, over with. You know, we always talking about it. I always find myself, you know, talking about it and stuff like that, but it's different, you know. That was just my first full season in the NFL, you know, and my second year in the league at that. But it's a lot different, you know, mindset, different guys, different group of guys. I just feel like all around we different.
Why do you think it comes up so much, us or you?
What, out of 2019? Just because of, you know, how well we was. We were 14-2. Looked like we was going to be unbeaten, you know. I felt like all phases was just playing at the top of our game at the time. But I don't know where it was when we just hit a hump, when we just couldn't get it done, you know, that January. But I strongly feel like this year it'll be different.
You mentioned about being, that year, about being unbeaten. Do you almost feel like this year, because of how dominant you've been, that, you know, you almost feel like that you guys were so close to being unbeaten this year?
No, that's not in my mind this season, you know. Like I said, my mindset is a lot different. Just knowing how the NFL is, we said this, like, you know, a few weeks ago, like, it's any given Sunday. It's any given, you know, whatever day you got to play on. But hopefully, you know, we just try to be on the right side of any given days, you know.
Lamar, you mentioned, 2019, and even yourself sort of haven't thought about that. I'm curious if you've ever gone back and watched that game or anything like that. And it took you a while to get over it, I remember.
No, I got over it the next year. We got our revenge. We didn't go far. You know, we went to the same round. So, if anything, just getting out that round, you know, AFC Championship and getting to the Super Bowl, that would be the best outcome for us. But, I pretty much just let that go when it happened. You know, just dwell on it for the time being in 2019 it was 2020, actually. We was in the playoffs. But, you know, we just let that junk go. We got to let that go, you know. Different guys, like I said, different guys, different team, all around, just a different atmosphere. You know, I feel like we just on a whole nother level from then, you know, because all we talk about is just the next team, not, you know, what the future may hold in a few weeks.
You talked on Sunday about how, at this point, you're not even looking past the next play, much less the next opponent. Is that mindset still there right now, as in, like, you can't think about 3 weeks from now today. You got to think about today.
Yeah, that's still the same mindset. You know, that's been our mindset every week, you know, since the first game in September. And now we here in January, you know, where we wanted to get. where we wanted to be. And now our guys got Steelers. Even though I'm not playing, our guys got Steelers, so we're going to focus on the Steelers. And then we're going to focus on, you know, the following week.
Joe was saying earlier, Lamar, that even though you've always had a lot of drive, a lot of focus, that, you know, he's seen you going back to the offseason getting even more, like, locked in this year.
Yeah.
Is that something that you agree with? And if so, like, where does that come from?
Yeah, man, just because I believe your preparation for the season start during the offseason. You know, you can't just chill and expect you to be playing however you did. Probably if you had a good year the following year, you'd be still on that same level, or just flying around like you just this guy. You know, you gotta have your body in shape. You know, you gotta have your mind in shape, have your mind sharp, because each and every year I feel like the game gets better, you know, a lot physical.
Lamar, you mentioned, you know, that being locked in all year, you kind of said it all year about that preseason. Do you feel like you've had more attention to detail or more focus on, like, this opportunity is there for us given what's around you and so forth, and obviously as the season's gone on?
Yeah, I've seen it, you know, all season. We started in camp just seeing the type of guys we have on defense, seeing the type of guys we have on offense and special teams. Just knowing, you know, we can't get complacent or just think ahead, you know, of what we got right in front of us. So each and every game and, you know, every day in practice or anytime I had to speak, you know, when coach have us speak, the captain speak, I let them know, you know, just focus on the guys ahead of us, you know, focus on the team we got in front of us. Because you overlook a team in front of you, you did get ran over. You know, you get ran over by those type of guys. So we don't take it light on any opponent. You know, we trying to win regardless, rain, sleet, or snow.
Lamar, just one more, please. One more.
Lamar, that touchdown pass to Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you almost like a left-handed throw. Like you.
In practice earlier last week, I told coach had to play drawn up, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna roll to my left. Like, instead of me just doing a play action and just regular drop back, I'm going to act like I'm going to roll to my left. Like, you know, we got to play action pass or whatever. And I know the defense is going to always have their eyes on me, you know, because they scared if I'm going to run the ball or something like that. So I just did that. And Zay kept running, you know, like he was supposed to do. I just had to deliver a strike, and he just did the rest.
Just a quick follow. Did you see Javon Holland talking about that? There's a video going on about him talking about that play and how – he was kind of confused, sort of exactly what you're describing. He's like, Lamar's going to throw it left-handed, and then you switch it.
I think he was like to my left, though. So I don't know. And I didn't see that video, though. I believe Javon, he was to my left. And Deshaun was single high man. It was like man coverage, but I guess they just dropped it. So.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.